From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.com.
It's 70 degrees in Topeka, 71 in Lawrence. The time is 3:06.
Grinches and all, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music. Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, the National Health Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has now launched an unprecedented review of the childhood vaccination schedule. Public health experts are alarmed. We will talk about that. Then, a little bit later on, visitors to the National World War I Museum in Kansas City walk across a glass bridge. Underneath, 9,000 red poppies appear to stare upward. So what is the deal with all the poppies?
They are silent, placid. Though each poppy represents 1,000 combatant deaths, 9 million combat deaths in total.
As we approach Veterans Day on Tuesday, we will hear from the chief curator of the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, a high in the lower 60s fairly early in the day. Temperatures falling through the afternoon and a low in the upper 20s tomorrow night. It's 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station. 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan. Providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. 71 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Manhattan. It is 3:30.
Listen, Adwarney, NPR News.
And on Wall Street today, stocks finished mixed to in the week. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas issued a statement today that it has begun processing full November benefits for Kansans who receive food assistance. The Department for Children and Families said it distributed nearly $32 million to about 86,000 households. It also said recipients should have access to their full benefit by the end of the day today. All current Kansas SNAP beneficiaries are receiving their benefits on today, November 7th, instead of the typical monthly issuances that are staggered over a 10-day period by last name. Federal payments to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program have been in limbo because of the government shutdown. The issue is now hung up in court as the Trump administration tries to block a judge's order requiring the use of emergency funding for the program. Kansas SNAP beneficiaries can check their balances at the FIS EBT Edge portal online or via the EBT Edge app. People flying through the Kansas City International Airport could experience delays or even cancellations starting today due to the government shutdown. Hallie Jackson has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration is reducing air traffic by 10% at many major airports. The aim is to keep U.S. airspace safe during a mass shortage of air traffic controllers. Kansas City's airport is not on the list, but most of the 40 airports that are have nonstop flights that come through here. They include some of MCI's most common destinations, Chicago, Dallas, and Denver. The Kansas City Aviation Department said in a statement it's committed to keeping disruptions to a minimum. And many of MCI's major airlines are offering free changes or refunds for impacted flights.
Eisenhower National Airport in Wichita isn't on the list of airports experiencing air traffic reductions either, but some flights are being canceled there anyway. Jesse Romo is director of airports in Wichita, and he asked travelers to have patience and to extend grace.
We have a lot of federal employees that are keeping us safe and secure between FAA and TSA that have been working without a full paycheck for over 30 days now.
Romo says travelers can install the app for the airline they're flying with to stay updated on their flights. The reductions come just weeks before the Thanksgiving holiday, traditionally one of the busiest times for travel in the U.S. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This coming Tuesday is Veterans Day, a time of remembrance and gratitude honoring the men and women who have served in the U.S. military, particularly those who died while serving. Guest commentator Christopher Warren is a veteran and the chief curator at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. We asked him to reflect on the meaning of Veterans Day and the conflict that was once called the War to End All Wars.
9,000 poppies appear to stare upward at people standing on the glass bridge at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, Missouri. They are silent, placid, though each poppy represents 1,000 combatant deaths. 9 million combat deaths in total. Poppies are a powerful symbol of World War I. Their seeds can lie dormant in the earth for years, until stirred and fed by footsteps, by bombs, by human blood. After battle, they would bloom quickly around the fallen. Pilots flying overhead could trace the war scars by the fields of red below. This haunting image means something to me. Not only as the chief curator of the National World War I Museum and Memorial, but as an Air Force veteran and intelligence officer who served in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, and at the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. Most importantly, though, as an American, a thankful one. To truly appreciate Veterans Day, we must understand the calamity that catalyzed it, World War I. The armistice of November 11, 1918 ended 4 years of the first genuine global conflict. It claimed 40 million dead and injured, and forever changed modern warfare, diplomacy, and society. Veterans Day, then referred to as Armistice Day, began 1 year later in 1919. It honored those who served, many of them citizen soldiers, who faced the first industrialized combat the world had ever seen. Though more than a century has passed, the impacts of the Great War can still be felt today, socially, politically, and culturally. Borders redrawn by the war still shape global tensions and alliances. The League of Nations presaged the United Nations. Modern humanitarian law sprang from the chaos. Medicine, aviation, telecommunications, synthetic materials, and women's roles in society all advanced because of wartime necessity and innovation. The First World War continues to shape our world and our collective memory. It remains important to study the war. The silence at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, like the silence of those poppies looking up from the field, symbolizes both relief and remembrance, marking not triumph, but tragedy endured. That steady, continual gaze of the poppies beneath the glass bridge carries a single message: remember.
Guest commentator Christopher Warren is a veteran and the chief curator of the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. The museum is offering free admission for veterans and active duty military Friday, November 7th through Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, and half-price general admission for the public. In addition, all furloughed federal employees will receive free admission until the end of the furlough. ID is required. You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We are going to talk about the elections that took place this week. You know, Democrats had some pretty big wins. Where exactly are the two parties headed now? We will also remember Dr. James Watson and get an update on strains on regional food pantries as the SNAP crisis drags on. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Lows in the lower 40s tonight, highs in the lower 60s tomorrow, but that'll happen fairly early in the day, temperatures falling throughout the afternoon. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
And Dick News Quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stick around, play more All Things Considered yet to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4 o'clock.
...diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering fun educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand in the PBS Kids video app.
69 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. The time is 4:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will hear some reaction from people at Logan Airport in Boston, hoping to be able to get on a plane. So some reaction from airline passengers. We'll also talk about the AI entertainment landscape. And did you know that woodpeckers kind of grunt before they start tapping? I didn't know that either, but scientists have been looking into it. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, hosting a screening and discussion of the documentary Return of the Sacred Red Rock, November 8th, 2 p.m., Woodruff Auditorium in the Kansas Union. Information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday tonight. Music from classic war films, including The Lost Patrol, Sahara, many, many others. Daryl Brogdon is your host. It's Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stick around at 7 o'clock for Snap Judgment. Lows in the lower 40s tonight, highs in the lower 60s fairly early tomorrow. Temperatures falling throughout the day. Tomorrow night we are expecting a low in the upper 20s. The time is 4:20.
More expensive on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Lows in the lower 40s are expected tonight. Tomorrow, a high in the lower 60s, probably fairly early in the day. Temperatures falling throughout the afternoon. Right now, it's 69 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
It took 3 years to get it operational.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas said today it has begun processing full November benefits for Kansans who receive food assistance. The Department for Children and Families says it distributed nearly $32 million to about 86,000 households. It also said recipients should have access to their full benefits by the end of the day today. All current Kansas SNAP beneficiaries are receiving their benefits on this day, November 7th, instead of the typical monthly issuances that are staggered over a 10-day period. Federal payments to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program have been in limbo because of the government shutdown. The issue is now hung up in court as the Trump administration is trying to block a judge's order requiring the use of emergency funding for the program. Kansas SNAP beneficiaries can check their balances at the EBT Edge portal online or via the EBT Edge app. People flying through the Kansas City International Airport could experience delays or even cancellations beginning today due to the government shutdown. Hallie Jackson has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration is reducing air traffic by 10% at many major airports. The aim is to keep U.S. airspace safe during a mass shortage of air traffic controllers. Kansas City's airport is not on the list, but most of the 40 airports that are have nonstop flights that come through here. They include some of MCI's most common destinations, Chicago, Dallas, and Denver. The Kansas City Aviation Department said in a statement it's committed to keeping disruptions to a minimum, and many of MCI's major airlines are offering free changes or refunds for impacted flights. I'm Hallie Jackson.
The state of Kansas is seeking $1 billion in federal funding for rural health care over the next 5 years. Kansas is projected to lose almost $4 billion in Medicaid funding over the course of the next 10 years because of the changes detailed in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. The Rural Health Transformation Program is a $50 billion provision to help mitigate those losses. Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says those funds won't cover operating costs. The money is for innovation to help hospitals in the future.
These things aren't going to help them, if you will, meet a bottom line with more financial support, but it will probably help them do the things they want to do to help the population they serve.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will make decisions on state requests for that money by the end of this year. A Topeka man was sentenced to prison after using artificial intelligence to help create child pornography. The U.S. Attorney for Kansas says the man uploaded photos of children he knew onto an AI platform. The man received 25 years in prison for transportation and possession of child pornography. Officials say the man also used the site to produce adult pornographic images of women he knew without their consent.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
I'd be a little biased, but the holidays are just better with Morning Edition. From hearing about how families celebrate across town.
You come in there, you wash your hands, you roll up your sleeves, you work together.
To learning about fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news. Weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then the latest on the FAA and what is happening with American flights. Not just American, United, everybody's flights. Then we're going to talk about a brand new web browser. It's called Atlas, and it comes from the company behind ChatGPT. Some critics are extremely worried about the sheer amount of user information to which it would have access.
Once your data is on OpenAI's servers, it's hard to know and control what they do with it.
And the eternal question, is it too early for Christmas music? That story coming up on KPR. Stay tuned. 69 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Manhattan, 66 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 5. Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It is 67 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5 o'clock.
...who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 64 degrees in Topeka, 65 in Manhattan. It's 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We're going to talk about the politics of SNAP. We're going to learn more about possible changes to the childhood vaccine schedule. And we will hear from the chief curator at the National World War I Museum and Memorial of Kansas City, talking about Veterans Day, a day of remembrance as you get yourself psyched up for the 11th, Veterans Day, coming your way next Tuesday.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Join us for KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go as, once again, atomic radiation has created giant monsters. As it seems to, and said monsters on the loose, join us Friday night, November 14th at Liberty Hall. We will be screening The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms along with It Came from Beneath the Sea. Friday night, November 14th, 7 p.m., tickets at the door at Liberty Hall. All the information about our next Cinema Go-Go is at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 5:20.
Children, his new role, playing a complicated father, might have some resonance.
My second son said when he seen the film, anything remind you of something personal? And I said, no, of course not. But of course it does remind me of things.
The film, Sentimental Value, and all the latest news, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are up next. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Emporia. The time is 5:30.
News.
On Wall Street, Tesla shares down more than 3% today after investors approved a massive pay package for CEO Elon Musk. He could receive up to $1 trillion worth of Tesla stock over the next decade. That's if he meets certain performance targets at the struggling EV company. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas said today that it has issued full November benefits for Kansans who receive food assistance. The Department for Children and Families says it distributed nearly $32 million to about 86,000 households. It also said recipients should have access to their full benefits by the end of the day today. All current Kansas SNAP beneficiaries are receiving their benefits on November 7th instead of the typical monthly issuances being staggered over a 10-day period. Federal payments to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program have been in limbo because of the government shutdown, and the issue has been hung up in court as the Trump administration tried to block a judge's order requiring the use of emergency funding for the program. Kansas SNAP beneficiaries can check their balances at the FIS EBT Edge portal online or via the EBT Edge app. The Kansas Rural Health Innovation Alliance is seeking $1 billion in federal funding for rural health care over the next 5 years. Kansas is projected to lose almost $4 billion in Medicaid funding over the next 10 years because of changes to the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. The Rural Health Transformation Program is a $50 billion provision to help mitigate those losses. Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says those funds will not cover operating costs. The money is for innovation to help hospitals in the future.
These things aren't going to help them, if you will, meet a bottom line with more financial support, but it will probably help them do the things they want to do to help the population they serve.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will make a decision on the request by the end of this year. Lawrence City Manager Craig Owens will be leaving his position with the city in May of next year. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the city announced Owens's upcoming departure in a news release this morning. He was hired in 2019 following the retirement of the prior city manager, Tom Marcus. The news release did not provide any details about the hiring process for Owens's replacement. He's planning to remain in Lawrence with his family, according to the release. He said he plans to focus on doing strategic advising and legacy building work after leaving his position managing City of Lawrence operations. Lows in the lower 40s tonight. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from this.
To the childhood vaccine schedule. Rob Stein, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Tuesday is Veterans Day, a time of remembrance and gratitude, honoring the men and women who have served in the U.S. military, particularly those who died while serving. Guest commentator Christopher Warren is a veteran and the chief curator at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. We asked him to reflect on the meaning of Veterans Day and the conflict that was once called the War to End All Wars.
9,000 poppies appear to stare upward at people stained 40 million dead and injured and forever changed modern warfare, diplomacy, and society. Veterans Day, then referred to as Armistice Day, began 1 year later in 1919. It honored those who served, many of them citizen soldiers, who faced the first industrialized combat the world had ever seen. Though more than a century has passed, the impacts of the Great War can still be felt today, socially, politically, and culturally. Borders redrawn by the war still shape global tensions and alliances. The League of Nations presaged the United Nations. Modern humanitarian law sprang from the chaos. Medicine, aviation, telecommunications, synthetic materials, and women's roles in society all advanced because of wartime necessity and innovation. The First World War continues to shape our world and our collective memory. It remains important to study the war. The silence at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, like the silence of those poppies looking up from the field, symbolizes both relief and remembrance, marking not triumph, but tragedy endured. That steady, continual gaze of the poppies beneath the glass bridge carries a single message: remember.
Guest commentator Christopher Warren is a veteran and the chief curator of the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. The museum is offering free admission for veterans and active duty military from today all the way through Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, and half-price general admission for the public. In addition, all furloughed federal employees will receive free admission until the end of the furlough. Identification is required. Stay tuned. More All Things Considered coming right up. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to
be... Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. This is Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Stick around. News headlines coming up at 6:01, then a sort of deep dive into the ramifications of the big elections that were held this week. Democrats had some pretty big wins, but the question is, was it all just sort of a flash in the pan? What's the route forward for both Democrats and Republicans at this point? We will talk about the life and career of Dr. James Watson, co-discoverer of the structure of DNA. And we will learn more about the problems at food pantries as demand has skyrocketed. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Lows in the 40s tonight, highs tomorrow in the lower 60s, but temperatures falling throughout the day. It's 10 minutes before 6.
It's All Things
Towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
I'm Peter Sagal. After Election Day, a stream of refugees left New York City. It was like the Grapes of Wrath, except everybody was in their own private jet. Join us for a post-apocalyptic news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KAND and KAMB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming up in 60 seconds. The time is 6 o'clock.